Well, good morning, good morning.
Buenos dias, buenos dias.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. We made it to Thursday, everybody.
I don't know what day it is anymore.
Honestly, I don't either. And my kids are with me all week. My ex-husband's out of town. So I really don't know what day it is.
Even
normally
less.
When they leave, I know it's like what day of the week it is. They come back. That's my schedules with my kids.
That changed.
They're just with me all the time now. I mean, we're living.
We don't know what day it is, but we're glad it's today.
It's today. It's definitely today. And I've been really excited to ask this question of the day. And do you know why, DZ?
I have no clue why.
Because everybody asks us this question.
Huh?
And I feel like it's finally our chance to ask everybody else, and it will make sense when I present you with the question of the day.
I hope so, because I was going to say, it still doesn't make sense.
It will in a second, but heads up, don't forget Justin Timberlake tickets. Those are coming up at 7:45 after Am I the Jerk?
Mm-hmm.
And Dua Lipa tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready to hear my question of the day that I've come up with that everybody loves to ask us, and I'm ready to spin it on them?
No, but I'm ready to hear because I still don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I'm ready.
It's not that serious. Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I saw this online somewhere and I went, oh, everybody asks us this. Now I'm going to ask them this.
Okay.
And the question is, how many hours a day do you work? Because everybody who's this full time, and I'm doing in quotations,
air quotes, yeah,
40, you know it's going to be all over the gamut. And don't call in and lie. If you work 25 when you're supposed to be doing 40, admit it.
Don't lie.
We'll give you the Christmas Protection Program. We won't tell anyone you're working from home doing nothing.
You'd have to be working from home work from home.
We already know you're doing nothing, okay?
So we can just call it what it is. Y'all are taking unsanctioned vacation time. Yeah, I said it.
If you're one of those people who's supposed to be on the clock from maybe 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at your, maybe you're a plumber or you're an HVAC and you know you did an extra circle around the park that day, we see you.
We see you. Well, hey, sometimes you don't have the work log. I mean, sometimes the work orders aren't there, and what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Just end your day? No, you drive around a little bit.
So let's start with how many hours a day do we work? Because honestly, we don't work that many, but we make it up in other times.
I was going to say, it might not be full go all day. Yeah, our dedicated time spent here is limited.
We have a clutch hours. We have clutch hours for a job. I'll give it that.
To where I feel the pressure of needing to be at work, quote unquote.
If we're here so little, we need to be strong. When we're here,
when we're
what
here.
We're getting at.
We gotta put up or shut up, baby.
What do we do? Like 6 hours a day tops, but then we also do things like the Susan G. Komen walk, you know, and we volunteer and do other stuff.
Weekends. Stuff. Yep.
Yeah, we're busy. Yeah. So I would say, are we doing 40 a week? Depends on the week.
It depends on the week.
Some weeks we're doing 25 and some weeks I'm doing 50. That's the way I feel about our job.
Well, and
if that makes any sense.
To peel back the curtain a little bit, it all kind of depends on what else we have on our agenda. All you guys hear is me and Allie talking to y'all 6 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you guys hear. Y'all don't hear what we record on the back end. Y'all don't hear what happens after the show is done.
Yeah.
You guys don't know the meetings that we're in.
No.
Whether it's here, whether it's at lunch with a client or whatever. Like,
that's true. People don't realize we have client meetings with advertisers. We have meetings with our bosses about the show. We have meetings with our general manager about basic stuff, about how we're doing and why I'm wearing sweatpants every day.
How do you think hard pants became hard pants? We had a few meetings about it.
Our GM is so funny.
Shout out Jason.
He always wears hard pants, so we can't, even on the weekends, this guy wears hard pants.
This man's hard pants are khakis. Or this man's soft pants are khakis.
I tell you what, dude.
Hey, okay, but
all right, how many hours a day do you work? Because DZ and I are usually, we're gone by noon, if not earlier, and it's rare we're here later.
Well, and think
pre-COVID, I would be here till 2 p.m., by the way, which means I just want everyone to admit we now work harder.
Yeah.
We work smarter and not harder. Sorry, you know what I meant.
Well, no, I knew what you meant, bro. I knew what you meant.
I'm just saying, keep it real, everybody. How many hours a day you working?
Keep it a buck, because even some of the things y'all think are just fun. Oh, look at Allie and DZ doing this. That's still kind of work for us. Y'all don't realize that.
Yes, yeah. 100%. Yeah. All right, I see the phone's ringing. We're going to take your texts and your calls. Maybe somebody's just going to be like 40 because I have to clock in from 9 to 5.
Who's the one saying they only work 2 hours a day?
I wish.
Who's the one?
I wish in my dreams.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so the question of the day is, how many hours do you work? Let's be real, people.
I'm counting hours down now.
Is it 10 yet? How much do we have to do after 10 a.m. today, DZ? Can we leave?
How early can we push it?
Seriously. Why don't we start with Sean this morning? You know what? We haven't talked to him, one of our regulars in West Bend, in a minute.
Sean?
This Sean. Oh. Hi, Sean.
Sean.
Oh, he ain't even said howdy, howdy.
Sean, howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
Yes, sir. That was going to say, you better now. I will hang up on you, man.
You know him better than me. I didn't even pin that to, as the howdy, howdy guy. You're right.
Howdy, howdy. Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
My dog.
And Sean announced that he's having twins, DZ.
Whippa! Yes, sir. Okay, congratulations,
DZ,
man.
You missed that.
Yeah, man.
Congrats.
Oh, but you anxious yet?
You should be.
Yet.
He said, yet.
He goes, I didn't think I'd be starting over at 40, Allie.
He said, DZ, I've been anxious since you was gone, my boy.
Oh, man, it's crazy.
Doc, congratulations.
Get two in one.
That's awesome news,
man. One of my best friends had her daughter at 42.
Yeah.
And Ava's beautiful, and Carrie's going to kill me for outing her like that. But
well, he's having two at 40, so.
He's having two. So
does that change anything?
Same thing.
I've heard the later in life you have kids, the longer you live, too, so I'll be probably 120.
I'll believe you when you prove that one, Sean.
I'm saying 140.
Make sure you're still on the air, and I can call in my theme song for another 50 years.
That part.
Okay, we're in for that, Sean. All right, how many hours are you working? Seriously.
About 7 to 10, probably. It depends on the day. A lot of drive time.
Mm-hmm.
Like today, I'm going from West Bend to Elkhorn. So,
do you feel bad when you don't hit 8 a day? Because do you just go, I make it up other days? Or are you like, this is just the world we live in?
No, I don't feel bad at all. Because after driving home, I mean, it's been like 10, 11 hours.
And think about it. Drive time home might not even count as far as job goes.
Honestly, no, as long as your job is done.
Free.
Yeah. As long as your job is done, I don't care how many hours you work. Yeah. I say that about people that work from home because half of our building is work from home and half isn't, you know, because we're on the air.
And if you're genuinely done,
I don't care. You want to do the business accounts from home? I don't give a damn. Just get your work done. Like, that's where I'm at. You work 4 hours a day? Fine. That's on the company that pays you to figure that out.
Think about the people
Exactly.
You know?
I'm hourly anyways, so I got to wire houses so that you can't really
The Sean's don't have
anywhere.
That.
You have to be on site.
The Sean's don't have that ability. And when you got to go different place, all those hours rack up.
They sure do.
Woo!
And you depend on
other
people.
They don't want to send you up to Lake Geneva or Shawano every day trying to get stuff done. So you try and get it done in one day.
Who wants to go to Shawano ever?
Not me.
I went once. I don't want to go again.
That part.
It's Shawano. It's just a long drive.
And same, man.
Now somebody's going to text in who grew up there and is all offended. See?
My guy. He's probably texting me now. And I'll say it to him, too. Don't nobody care about Shawano.
Bye, Sean.
Peace, Shawano. Peace, man. Love, brother. Good to hear from you.
All right. Marla's in Milwaukee on 8. Let's pull her up. Hi, Marla. Good morning.
Good morning.
How much you working, Marla?
So I actually just got off work. I'm doing a 12-hour shift.
12?
So,
what are you? Are you in healthcare?
I'm a machine operator. Medical supplies.
You go, girl.
Boss.
Yeah.
Boss. Boss.
Okay.
And she getting paid. I know that's right. Especially for that third shift differential.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So, just made it home. Now I got to get the kids ready for school.
Oh, boy.
Are you doing 12s every day?
No. So, we're on like a 2-2-3 schedule.
Smart.
Got it.
Then you get some days off. Mm-hmm. All right, good.
Yep. Well, go get to them babies.
Yep. Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye, Marla.
Bye, Marla. Appreciate the call.
I love new people when they call in. Don's in Oconomowoc this morning. Hey, Don. Good morning.
Speaking of new.
Good morning.
How much do you work a week? That's the question of the day.
Well, Ellie, 45 hours a week.
Consistent.
Always.
And what do you do?
I work for the Diddler.
What the hell does that mean?
I will talk to you later, man. He works... I will address that off air.
Okay,
Anywho.
Thank you. Somebody texted in and said, I would be lucky to get at least 35 hours a week, and I barely hit 40. It is all depending if we have work to do. Otherwise, we can go home early. So I get anywhere from 4 to 6 hours per day. Okay.
4 to 6 isn't bad.
That's somebody else said, I probably work 35 hours a week, but I'm salary. Okay.
Can we all just acknowledge that a 40-hour work week is no longer a 40-hour, whether
ridiculous.
Plus or minus, it's no longer a 40-hour work week.
There's two types of jobs. The people who work more more than 40 and the people that work less than 40.
Nobody's working 40.
I think we can all concur, unless you're being forced to sit there and do nothing for those hours.
And then what? Clock out once you hit 40?
And you're still not working.
Yeah.
She's on day 5 of calling in, if you can believe it. Leon, everybody.
Oh, snap, Leon.
Leon.
Good morning.
You did it.
Morning. Sierra in Milwaukee just texted in and said, me and my fiance work 1 to 2 hours a night, 7 days a week.
Must be business owners. Oh. I ain't gonna cap.
Seriously.
That, I mean, hey, it's hard work. It's hard work. That hour must be grueling, whatever it is, but hey, to be only 1 hour.
Somebody asked, are these people hourly or salary? I don't even care. I just want to know how much you work a week, honestly.
I don't think it matters anymore.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I don't think it matters anymore. Unless you a teeny bopper only working a part-time, doing 10 hours a week, I don't think it matters anymore whether it's full or not, salary or not.
What does Leon do, though? I don't even know.
We don't know.
What do you do, Leon?
I'm a florist. I'm an event florist.
I didn't know
an
that.
An event?
All those cool things you see in downtown Milwaukee, that's all my company. I got my hands in all of that.
What?
Leon, so let me find out. You the next plug.
Yeah, you bet.
You know, in fact, I got my hands into all that stuff.
No way.
Of course, my name's not on it because it's the company, but yeah, I'm an event florist for KEI. So we do a lot of stuff for Milwaukee.
That's really cool.
Well, now I have a flower person. You're my flower gal. Finally.
Amen. And I got it going on. I mean, I got the trees, the big old props.
Well, how much do you work a week, though?
Yeah, right.
Leo, tell us the truth. How much do you work
a week?
Sounds
like more than 40.
Well, I try to skate out of whatever I can because I bust my butt doing this stuff. So I got to, like, hide and sneak. So if I need a break, I have to, like, give it to myself. But I'm supposed to be working 40, but let's say about 35.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's fair. And I think that's a lot of people. I mean, we have an ER nurse who wrote in that says she works 60 hours per week.
Yikes.
Saucy Sandra's doing 60 hours a week sometimes with landscaping.
She's outdoor. If the sun's out, she's out.
And then a teacher wrote in and said, I'm a teacher, so about 45 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
And that doesn't count home time either.
Dang. And then somebody said, I was a corrections officer. It was mandatory 12 to 16 hour days, forced overtime. Yikes.
Right. I'm sorry.
Leon, thanks for calling. Hold on. We got to get your theme song because it's 5 days in a row. Congrats.
That was great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on, girl.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Are we petitious?
Yes, we are.
We are.
Yes, we are. The good news is
DZ and I are united in our petitiousness because I support you on this, DZ.
All right.
Where do we even start with What Would DZ? This is an us problem.
Yeah, I mean,
it's more of a you problem, but I stand by your side on this.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate that.
Because I was irritated as well.
I almost expect it.
Honestly, I don't even know how we got here, you guys. But the fact that DZ's offended, honestly, I understand. I support it.
So,
listen to how he got offended at our own job.
Why am I offended?
It's because people are
wondering what to do. And why is today a what should DZ do?
Oh, my God.
Because we don't know. So, hear us out.
Okay, go for it.
So, to start the week off, coming Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday, there is a box right inside of the doors once you come into work.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of the box is an old t-shirt.
Yep.
An old station t-shirt, 103.7 Kiss FM. You know where you at.
Yep.
But it was for an old show.
Yeah.
And it just, for whatever reason, didn't rub me the right way.
It was rude.
It was a box full of old shirts, and somebody had placed one of the shirts on top.
Like,
so that you could see what the shirt was.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And I don't know why, because DZ, I walked in after you later, and I saw the same shirt from, I mean, this was 3 shows ago I was on.
Right.
3 shows ago. This was from like 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this t-shirt, and I'm like, who the hell got these out? And I think to myself, one, why do we even still have these?
Right.
Why are these in any closet around here? Who pulled them out and then thought, I'm just going to throw one on top? And it's almost like, it's like we went to see the Packers and we laid out a Cubs uniform or something, you know?
Bears, yeah.
Or Bears, you know what I mean?
We knew what
you meant. And we went to get the Cubs. You know what I meant?
I knew what you meant.
And it was just like weird. And I thought, why is this shirt here?
It was almost like somebody placed it on purpose so that other people would notice it and see it, a.k.a. maybe us.
And like, they left it up front for a week. Like, nobody moved it. Nobody said, hey, do you want this shirt for memories, Allie?
Nobody's asked what we're doing with these.
Which I didn't want the shirt for memories. In fact, I didn't understand why they weren't all in the trash, to be quite honest. I was like, why are these t-shirts even here?
But the box is laid open in our front for 4 days. All week long, it's been out there with the shirt just hanging out. Nobody's moved it. Nobody's touched it. And I'm not a really petitious person.
Mm-hmm.
Try to be, I should say. But en route, sometimes I could get a little petty. And my pettiness started to build. You know, Monday I was like, oh, haha, whatever.
Old show, who cares?
Tuesday, all right, dang, this is still there?
Yeah.
Wednesday, all right, man. Is somebody moving this? Like, hey, it's DZ. It's Allie in DZ.
That's the only show around here.
That's the only thing we got to worry about on 103.7 KISS FM. Mm-hmm. So whatever was before is not now.
I mean, you feel me? This is like so old.
This isn't about like me trying to peacock and beat my chest and this is our show now.
You don't need to because this is the best show I've ever been on. And I'm not even trying to flex. I'm being honest. Like the most fun.
We can flex.
The best vibe. The most genuine. The most honest. I mean, this is the most real show you've gotten that you've. I've been on 6 shows, and this is the most real it's gotten. And I've been real on all of them, but as far as like people
actual
sharing
realness
and understanding and like working with
reciprocity.
Good people, yeah, reciprocity. I don't want to kill the person across from me
all the time.
I mean, it's only DZ once every 3 months. You get on my nerves, okay?
Thank you. Okay, that's being honest,
fam. But I'm telling you, it's not. I don't understand who put those shirts up there. I don't understand where they came from, and I don't understand if they were trying to play a game with you or me, or if they thought it was funny.
Just funny?
We didn't think it was funny.
I mean, and honestly,
we took it personally.
Now I'm at the point where I'm like, I've got a few things to do, and I'm wondering what I should do, because I can A, just go grab the box, mm-hmm. toss it out myself, mm-hmm. forget it ever happened.
It's basically merch.
Not say a thing. It's nothing. It's been paid for.
It's worthless.
It's old. It's worthless.
It's worthless.
I could take these shirts, donate them to Goodwill, or donate them to a homeless shelter. But then at the same time, I'm not trying to pump the previous shows.
Yeah, don't put the previous shows out there at a Goodwill.
You feel me?
That makes no sense.
Or I can really just, you know, play the petty, get mad, and storm into any manager's office and go, who the hell did this? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? Play the big show guy card and be really upset about it, even though y'all know I'm really not.
You're never going to do that. And no, I don't think you would. And I think they would be surprised because they'd be like, what? What's the big deal? And we'd be like, you guys are
y'all don't realize.
You don't realize. You think it's funny. It's not funny. Like, these people suck. Get these out of here.
Had I been a lesser person, I think I would have been really, really upset. And I'm genuinely not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just feel like it's almost like a why.
Yeah.
Who? And for what reason are they still here?
Yeah, I don't.
Now I feel like I got to take care of them because it's like, no. This is our show now.
Yeah.
Bye.
It's almost like, you know how we have records on the wall with mm-hmm. our boss's names?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if I took one with an old boss's name and then I put it on the new boss's office and I go, here you go.
Here you go.
Here's your new record.
I found this record.
What the hell?
Thought it was cool. Thought you might, you know what?
They'd be like, that's not even my name.
So it's a what should DZ do? Because I don't know. Do I get pettier? Do I decrease the pettiness? Do I just let it go? Do I just watch the box and see who touches it next?
Catherine in Waukesha says, use them as a cleaning rag. Somebody else texted in and said, fire, 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 burn the shirts.
Hey, yo, hold on.
And then somebody else said, should have took them and made a fun craft night with them. I've done that with friends where you rip apart shirts and you kind of basically, you destroy the shirts to make something new. And it's like a Project Runway. You don't even know they were the old shirts.
I guess I don't understand what we're talking about.
No. I live in Milwaukee and I'll take the Cubs shirts. Go Cubs. Forget you.
Those can stay with me.
Forget y'all. All right. What should DZ do with the shirts? 414-533-1037. Now that works for texting or for calling. And we want to know because somebody left these these shirts up front from an old show. I'm talking 10 years ago. Yeah. 10 years ago.
This is a while ago.
From the Nicolet Law Studios. This is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. What should DZ do? Are we getting petitious? Let's go.
Got a problem? Got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
The show is called Ally and DZ, and that's it.
That's all you got to think about. That's all you got to remember. That's all it's ever been, and that's all it's ever will be.
And somebody in this station found old shirts from a show 10 years ago that I was on and laid them out in the front right where DZ walks in, and I found it offensive, and DZ was offended by it, too. And I was like, who found these old shirts, put them out, and now we both want to be petitious. We're actually both irritated. It's, like, insulting.
Who laid the shirt out to go, y'all remember these?
And I went, that show sucked. I do remember that show. It was awful.
That's really what somebody did. They just laid it out and said, y'all remember these? And then walked off.
I lived through it, not them. Leave me alone.
Can we check the cameras? Can we check the cameras?
Oh, we should check the cameras.
That's what DZ should do. Check the cameras.
Well, that's what Tony and Racine would do.
Honestly,
the mascot man. So let's talk to him first. Tony?
Yo, good morning.
Don't you dare enter unless you're feeling petitious and ready to fight, because DZ and I are ready.
Hey, hold on. I'll take logic, because I am ready to scrap.
It's Tony. We don't want logic.
It's Tony. I don't know what we're going to get. We don't know what we're going to get.
He doesn't have any. Come on.
Tony,
I'm teasing. You know we love you.
You know we at your neck because we care.
I don't care. It's fine.
What would you do? Because you're petitious. I just know it.
So what I would do, honestly, I would just wear them in the studio, and I would take a marker and cross off and write your own, just because if they want to be funny, let's wear it. Who cares?
They give me the ick. That's how icky. I mean, it's like, you don't understand.
You know what's funny?
Ugh.
I mean, and Tony,
me the ick because I know all the behind the scenes stuff that was icky.
I get that. I understand. You were a part of that.
I worked with awful people.
I was a part of that in different regards, though.
You were behind the scenes more, yeah.
What's funny about this, Tony, is I'm pretty sure I still got my old shirt when I originally got one of those shirts, when those were brand new. Because people don't remember. I was in the building then.
Yeah, you were.
Doing overnights, doing commercials, doing promotions.
You were terrible.
Interning. I've been here for a while. Mm-hmm. So I was technically a part of those shows in the behind the scenes
sense. That's how you got the Kiss FM tattoo on your leg.
I got that dang shirt at home.
I hate that shirt so much.
I'm pretty sure it's in a box somewhere.
Then it's plain and simple. I'll just take it for shop rags. I can use some shop rags, man. It's good. I will take them all, and I will use them all on grease, grime, dirt, and FedEx.
Well, you know, no, I don't want those shirts out in the atmosphere. Nah. No, Tony, you can't have them.
No, nobody's going to see them. It's just for me.
I don't want you to see them either.
You know how I still got 30 window decals for Kiss, so I can drive around and get pulled over, you know?
And blame us.
So we can give you money for the Kiss Cling days? Oh, Tony.
Yeah.
I knew it was a bad idea to get Tony on.
Never mind.
Bye, Tony.
Bye.
Man.
Bye. All right, let's go to Mike in Cudahy this morning. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, how about you?
Well, good.
Petty.
What do you think we should do with the shirts?
I don't know. It is pretty bogus that they're putting those out in front of you guys.
Do you think it was petitious, or do you think they were just dumb and didn't think it
was
offensive?
Was it harmless? Was somebody just checking the box to see what they were and forgot about it? You know how ADD we can be sometimes, and everybody else here is too.
You think somebody forgot the box?
Yeah, they might have been being a little shiesty about it, but maybe you guys could donate them.
To who to wear? No. I don't want these shirts out there like that,
they're
Mike.
Trash.
I thought about that and went, "What? Where am I going to take them?"
And a Humane Society said the dogs can poop on them.
I actually know the perfect place that no one would ever see them. If that's a Diddy party.
Bye, Mike.
Oh my God. God, you get one new caller, you think he's going to be gold, and then he drops a Diddy joke. Come on. Damn it.
I feel like that's just Don calling with a different name at this rate.
It might be the same guy from half an hour ago. Okay.
This is at least lightening my mood.
Amanda's in her scene. At least everybody's cheering DZ up from this annoying box of old t-shirts they set out in front of us for some reason. We don't know why. Amanda. All right, Amanda.
I'm pretty consistent with you guys today.
Well, good.
So go.
So I should have done this before. Me and my friend did this. So we have a NASCAR driver that we don't like. And our theory is ABB, anybody but Bush. So we did a whole, like, cross out, like, shirt, the Kyle Busch shirt. So you guys can do that with the Kiss FM shirts. Like, make something like anti-people or whatever.
Oh. I'd rather just toss them or give them to somebody that needs them, like a dog.
Like somebody like a dog?
Hey, my dog will use them. She'll chew them up.
Somebody texted in and said, what does the shirt say? It's an old show shirt. So I've been on 6 shows. This is my 6th show on this station. This show, this shirt is from, like, I'm telling you, 3 shows ago. It was 2015, maybe?
Around 14? There, yeah.
I mean, it was 10 years ago. And the show was short-lived.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, it's a long story. So, and it was not the last show either. So I'm just saying, but yeah, that's what it was. And so we feel like somebody laid them out. We don't really know why.
These old promo shirts.
And nobody said anything. It's not like anyone emailed me directly and said, hey, Allie, we found some old show shirts in case you want to keep them.
If
not, toss them. They literally set them in the front, laid it out, and said nothing. It was bizarre.
And left them for a week. We forgot that part. Left them for a week.
Well, you know why they got left for a week? Because nobody comes into the office.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for refusing to move out, even though her roommate's pregnant.
Okay.
Here's the story.
Lay it on.
Hi, Allie and DZ. I found out last week that my roommate Becky is not only pregnant, but 7 months along.
Huh? That's another problem, but okay.
We'll deal with that in a second, okay? She texted me that we had to talk today, and I assumed she would be moving out soon to get more space when the baby comes. Instead, she told me I have to move out to make space for the nursery and the baby daddy to move in. I'm on a low salary and can't afford anywhere else to live, and she wants me to move out right now so she can prepare for the baby.
Okay.
Even if I wanted to move out now, the apartment rentals in my area are too expensive or well below living standards, so I don't want to move. She went off when I told her I would not move out. She said I'm ruining her motherhood experience by not letting her family live together.
I'm sorry.
I pay rent here too.
I did not mean to laugh.
Pay rent here too, and I'm not going to pull out of the lease either. So I told her she should move out, and I'll find someone to half the cheap rent with.
Uh-huh.
Am I the jerk for refusing to move out, even though my roommate is pregnant? Okay, listen.
How you go 7 months and not know your roommate's pregnant? Can we just say that real quick first?
I'm assuming the roommate didn't know she was pregnant. It was one of those, I had no idea I was pregnant, stories. I've seen it. I know it doesn't make sense, but you see them on TV, and I've met people that went through it, and I'll never understand, but it's real.
I want to say ain't no way, but there's definitely a way.
I met someone who happened to, and I went, this isn't real, and they said, no, really. I got to the hospital, and I had no idea I was pregnant. I'm like, that's impossible, and I went through this over and over with someone. It happens. It happens.
It's happened. We've heard it.
It's happened.
I know. I want to call Kat. But no.
So aside from that, her roommate finds out she's pregnant. Now, you would think, oh, the roommate should just leave then if she's pregnant. But why would you make a pregnant woman move in 7 months? So now you're the problem, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, you don't have any consequence in that. Y'all had y'all established agreement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this new roommate is just coming in fresh.
True.
And all of a sudden, I got to give up my room for this new roommate? Just because there's our baby?
Why can't we all live together?
No, I hear the conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think, you're not going to make a pregnant woman move, but why is the pregnant woman trying to kick out her roommate expeditiously? I'm talking about, like, you got to pack and leave right now.
Because she's 7 months pregnant and the baby's going to come any day and she's freaking out. That's why.
I hate to say that's her fault, but if she didn't know she was pregnant, let's just say, the rare... Didn't know seven months pregnant. Now she's freaking out, and 2 weeks later is going, you got to move out, girl. Yeah. I got to get a nursery in here. My man's got to move in. Woo. Chill.
Mm-hmm.
Relax.
Give me a second to breathe.
You need to breathe. Yeah. I need to breathe. We both need to woo-saw calm down, because I'm not about to move out like that. You're not going to put your stress on me and then put me on the street,
because
I'm going to end up homeless.
So you say not the jerk.
You're not the jerk. I'd refuse, and she technically can't force you out.
Because you're on the lease. Now you're all going to be living together, and it's going to be awkward.
The baby daddy, you and that baby should have a safe space for you guys. I understand you might be more private, whatever, but y'all weren't living together to begin with. Getting pregnant, that's y'all fault. That's not on the roommate to me.
Mm-hmm. She said, well, and she's thinking, she doesn't even care.
I mean, I don't.
This is messed up. Am I the jerk for refusing to move out even though my roommate is pregnant? Amy wants to know. Her roommate Becky just found out she's not only pregnant but 7 months along. She wants her to move out so her baby daddy can move in and they can have their first child experience, her motherhood experience together. But Amy's like, I'm not moving out.
I quite frankly think the pregnant woman should be the one moving out, and it should be
you do.
They should be starting their own home. They should be creating a space that's safe for them elsewhere. This was your single mingle home. Now you got to move into the home with your baby daddy, with future husband, partner, whatever you calling them. I don't care what it is. That's on him, you, and that baby to go find your own space. Now, personal opinion.
Somebody said, not the jerk. Not everyone has first month's rent and security saved up already. Somebody else said, DZ clapping back. All right, we are going to talk to you guys next. 414-533-1037. Amy wants to know if she's a jerk for refusing to move out, even though her roommate just found out she's 7 months pregnant.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Don't you dare.
It's too late.
Don't you... I'm going to give you my mom voice. Don't you dare.
It's too late. I'm sorry, Mom.
DZ is trying to... DZ's acting like you are not switching sides. Am I the jerk today has to do with a girl named Amy who wrote in and wants to know if she's a jerk for refusing to move out, even though her roommate is 7 months pregnant and just found out. DZ went hard just now and said, not the jerk.
But now I'm switching sides.
No, absolutely not. I'm not allowing it. Pull up Amy and Muskego. He goes, hey, Allie, remember when you said you hate me once every 3 months? Today's the day.
I'm switching sides. I think she is the jerk for not moving out now.
Stop it.
I thought about it long enough. You said, let's get to Amy.
Amy, help. Help.
DZ, what are you doing? What are you doing?
No,
here, friend.
What?
Listen, that's not how this works, okay? This is not how it works.
Preach. Go on, Amy.
Okay. We are not the jerk.
Yes.
Because here's my one question. What is the baby daddy doing about any of this?
Ding,
fair. He's clearly not in a place where he can.
Well, he impregnated her. That's what he's doing.
Well, yeah. So then maybe we shouldn't play hot dogs and donuts if we're not in a place to take care of responsibilities afterwards.
Oh.
Touche, but we know we don't listen to that.
What would make you?
I mean,
wait,
very well aware on that.
Amy, what I want to know, what on earth, DZ, would actually make you switch over to jerk after all that? What?
Hear me out.
We don't have time for this. What?
Right. Right. Okay.
She just found out she's 7 months pregnant. This is probably the most stressful, strenuous thing.
She's stressed out, and now you're going, your problem.
To add another stress to say, okay, now you've also got to go find a place and move out. The roommate isn't pregnant.
No.
Arguably, she's still me, myself, and I. No. So she can go ahead. Y'all are welcome.
It was the woo for me.
Chill, y'all. Jeez. All right, let me finish. She can still find another friend. I know that's not her only friend in the world to where she's, hey, Ma, listen, I know the situation is stressful for you. I could couch surf for a little bit. I got to stay on the lease in case I got to come back, right? But I can couch surf, give you this space, and then once I find this, you can make it work. I'm thinking she is
DZ?
The jerk for not making it work. She's being a bad friend.
DZ, hear me out.
No.
Okay, that's
y'all,
all no.
Y'all know I made
Amy,
a little sense,
thank you
though.
For calling, not the jerk.
Of course.
Bye, Amy. We'll let you back.
All right. Whew. Let's go to Anna in Milwaukee next. She's a regular. Haven't heard from her in a minute.
Yeah, where's she been?
I think she tries to call and just can't get in.
Fair.
I can't even breathe from laughing. Like, I'm trying to, like, compose myself again. Anna.
Good morning, Anna.
I can never get through.
Sorry.
Well, you through today. Good to hear from
all
you.
Days, I'm sorry. DZ's letting that Gemini come out real strong today with both sides, let me tell you.
I said I'm a Gemini for real. I'm sorry.
My Lord.
I'm going to say not the jerk because, again, I agree with Amy. Where's the baby daddy in this situation? Mm. Why isn't he doing something? You know, why should the person, because she's single, have to go find a place in such a quick notice like that?
Like, why is she not moving in with the baby daddy is what everybody wants
exactly,
to know.
Exactly. Where does he live? Yeah, where's what's his situation?
Why does he need to move in?
Two things. Either A, still at home with his parents, or B, he's in a situation where he's living with other people that he can't, you know, kick out.
He's not married.
No. I think it's tough, you know, that, you know, he can live with his parents.
Tough.
He can live in the basement.
Honestly.
Hey, honestly, people have done it. If that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. But who knows their support system?
All right, not the jerk. And we're ignoring DZ's jerk, by the way.
Fine.
We're moving on.
Bye, Anna. Have a great day.
Bye.
Last but not least, let's go to our boy in Sheboygan, Gary.
Gary?
Hey, Gary.
What's up?
Gary.
Well, DZ tried to change his stance and go from not the jerk to jerk.
Did I not make sense, though?
You didn't make sense.
You made sense, but maybe we should change the thing from her to you now.
Hey, chill out.
Well, this
Gary.
Is my thing. I feel like I said that in the beginning. I said, shouldn't the one who's pregnant not have to move? And you went, no, not the jerk, not the problem. And then you came back and gave the exact reasoning I gave on the front end. That's why I don't understand.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It makes sense.
I don't think she's the jerk, and I'm only speaking on the facts because if she's on the lease, she's on the lease. So she technically don't have to move out.
Exactly.
Now,
she does not.
Now, once the lease is up and then she decides to move out, then yes. Mm-hmm. But technically, I don't think she's a jerk because she's on the lease.
Can you imagine? You find out you're 7 months pregnant.
Wild.
And then you have to look at your roommate and go, can you move out? My baby daddy can move in? Whoops.
Yeah.
Clean sweep.
Yikes.
Clean sweep, not the jerk then.
He's not being a good friend.
Who's not being a good friend?
The pregnant roommate.
The one that's just found out and then all of a sudden is trying to get her.
Oh, kick her out.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, she's the jerk.
I do hear what he's saying. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, this solves all your problems.
If they're really good friends, I think it'll all work out at the end of the day if they're really good friends.
Hopefully.
Maybe she would move out, but she's still not the jerk for
Gary,
not moving out.
You're so nice. You're like, maybe when she kicks her out, they'll still be friends.
Gary's hopeful.
Oh, Gary, you're so sweet. Bless your
I'm going to keep hope with you, Gary. We appreciate you, man. Have a great day.
Bye, Gary.
You too.
Peace.
Get out. Now, can we still be friends?
Not the jerk sweep today?
Big time. Back off. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry I asked, even though I didn't.
It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias.
I had a friend over the other day, and we were playing music, DZ, and they wanted to look at my phone and open up my playlists.
Oh?
And I immediately turned and went, absolutely not. Who do you think you are?
What?
Hand over the phone now. And they were like, I can't look at your playlist. I go, absolutely not.
You're joking, right?
No. My music playlists are like my personal journal.
I thought you was about to say your camera roll or something. What?
No, not. They have a new hidden folder now. I'm not worried about the camera roll. Wait, did I say that out loud? I meant that. Okay. The iPhone now has a hidden album, which you can only get into with Face ID. And thank you. I'm not worried about the camera roll anymore.
Okay.
And I have children, so I have to be careful with that.
Fair enough.
But a lot of people would say you could never look at their camera roll. That's true. And there's probably things in my camera roll I wouldn't want people to see, like screenshots of motivational quotes that are personal, you know?
Okay. That stuff, sure. I guess. Maybe a little more for you than anybody else.
I don't know why. My playlist is too personal. I have playlists that are like named after different people I've dated. Mm-hmm. I have playlists named after things I've gone through.
Oh.
I have like a bleep you playlist when I get mad or dating. I have like a I'm in love playlist.
Uh-huh.
I have I have a playlist for almost every guy.
Okay.
And some are worse than others.
We're learning new things about Allie today.
Can you imagine? And I delete them usually after we stop dating. But I'm saying, could you imagine? Like, that's personal.
Yeah.
I don't even want the guy to see that.
You know, you go in depth with the playlist, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm the complete...
Really? Heartfelt. That's my emotions. That's me journaling.
That's you.
I don't want anybody to see my journal.
And I feel that. I do feel that because a lot of the songs that you end up saving is because they gravitate to you that for whatever
I'm
reason it might be.
Something.
Good, bad, or the other. Right?
Yes.
So
it's
my personal
journal and I find it very personal.
But think about it. You're using someone else's personal journal, aka their song,
true,
as your personal journal.
Well, Tay-Tay said I could.
Fair. I do remember that conversation y'all had.
I could.
I was standing right there.
No, but like, I don't know. I just, it feels private to me.
Okay.
My music playlists feel private to me, and maybe I'm weird for that. Like, maybe a party list I would let people see. But I don't, my playlists are out. You don't have, is it your camera roll, your personal thing? No. What is it you wouldn't want people to go through on your phone? Is it the camera roll?
To be 100%, bro, like, my entire phone is open to,
I could see that with you, because you're not, you got nothing to, I just know you.
And no,
you
have lies. I wouldn't necessarily want anybody going through my notes.
Now, that's another one you could never touch. And that's a big one.
And it's not for, like, lack of or care or, you know, worry of privacy, but I've got ideas in there. Yeah. I've got some important information in there saved, like some family information, too, like things that I might need on an immediate basis. So I might not want somebody to go through my notes.
Well,
I never thought about that.
A lot of people joke that that's where they keep passwords and like social security numbers now.
No, no, no. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, trust me. I know people do.
Oh, my gosh.
And a lot of people do. So then they try to lock the notes down. Okay, so for you, it'd be your notes.
Yeah.
I actually concur on that, because not only do I also have a ton of ideas I wouldn't want people to see, but I have personal thoughts.
Yep.
Do you ever go into your notes and type back a text before you send it?
I've typed out a text. If I know I got to type out something like lengthy, I've definitely done that before.
That
and kind of created a draft, if you will.
Yeah, because, and then reread it so you don't snap.
For example, at one point when I didn't have the capacity to genuinely, like, talk to everybody about what was going on with Aaron, like, you know, I was just like, man, we're in the thick of it right now and dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
I quick, boom, hit a little, not generic, but a general statement as far as, like, updating some family and friends and just copy and pasted that and boom, and then opened the conversation that way so people knew kind of what was going on.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think you were nice for sending a text at all.
Yeah.
When you were going through it, quite frankly.
It felt courteous.
I definitely did. What is it you guys would never let someone go through in your phone? From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. It all started playing music with a friend and they wanted to look at my playlist, and I said, get away from my music. You are not allowed to look at any of these, nor can you. No, absolutely. It's my personal journal.
The playlist surprised me. I ain't going to lie, because I've never considered a playlist like that.
It's personal.
I make my playlist collaborative. Me and my wife share the Spotify, you know, so we share all that.
And she knows all your issues.
So any songs that I hear from her, she hears from me.
She's like, oh, DZ added the one that's mortgage is due. Mortgage is due. Mortgage is due. You got real problems.
Honestly. In general, I make it collaborative in public too. Like, I want friends to add my playlist and add music that they like. I like to share the music that I find.
I have them turned off. Like, you know, people can find your playlist.
Make it public. You
I
said
turned
nah.
off.
I got mine turned on.
No, I don't want anybody looking at my personal journal. No, thank you. 414-533-1037. We all, even though I'm an open book, we all have our personal stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, what are you guys hiding in your phone, or what can no one ever go through? And I'm surprised nobody has said messages.
Oh, somebody will say
somebody
messages.
Will call in and say that. We'll talk to you next. Yeah. What is the one thing you don't want anyone going through on your phone? 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ.
I mean, we already answered ours.
Yeah, you learned something new about me. You'd think I would want to share my music with the world. My playlists are like my journal. It's personal, and I don't want anybody in it. Get
Being
away.
A DJ. It's not like we're ever DJs, but we're still, you know, in here surrounded by music, and
my
you're like,
playlist,
nah, mine.
It's like a window into my soul, and nobody's getting it, man.
Y'all can see my soul. Go ahead.
You said notes, though. That was a
notes.
Really good one.
Notes for sure, man.
Mm-hmm.
I got my inventions in there. I can't let y'all be stealing my billion-dollar ideas. They're back up off.
Morgan's in Germantown. Let's start with her this morning. Hey, Morgan.
Hello.
What are you not going to let people see in your phone?
So, my reminders app, it's basically like my Bible. I put, like, Christmas gifts in there, and then also, like, I had a friend who, she was pregnant, and I put her due date in there.
Yes.
Every time she would tell me, I have a doctor's appointment,
you
I
put
would
that
put
in.
Down her doctor's appointment.
Girl.
Yeah, because, like, you know, these people are close to me and I have so much going on. I want to be able to be like, hey, she had a doctor's appointment. Let me ask how it was.
My friends do this. They're very smart. I have a couple that I know they do, because they'll call randomly and be like, how was your one blank? And I'm like, how did you remember that? They had to have put it in their calendar to check in, which is a trait. It's a trait of a great friend, you know, to be like, oh, she's having this done on Tuesday. Let me check in with her on Tuesday.
Hey, set a reminder to check in.
Ooh.
But you don't want them to know you said set the reminder to check in with them.
Does that change it? Does it make it less thoughtful?
Absolutely
not. You still set the reminder because, like Morgan's saying, she's so busy, she doesn't want to forget that and not check in because she cares for those people.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Ooh, I like the privacy in that.
No reminders for that's what she doesn't want people looking at in her phone.
My reminder is just to pay my bills.
Yep. And we don't want those anyway. All right, Morgan, thanks.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Emily in Greenfield next. Hi, Emily.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
What do you want nobody to see in your phone?
Me and my best friend's text messages.
Oh.
Go there.
Some of the group chats.
I wonder how many people they're talking smack about.
Bruh.
Hold
no,
on.
That's just where I tell her everything and anything that I wouldn't tell anyone else.
Oh, it's her journal. The best friend chat is her journal.
It
so
is.
She's going, yeah, y'all can't read that thread.
Well, and it's in writing. Like, it's documented. And I'm always like, be careful what you put in writing.
You know your phone already read it, right? And so did the FBI.
And so did the screenshot. Screenity shot, shot, shot. All right, Emily,
well,
thanks for calling.
It's watching me now.
Uh-oh.
Okay, bye.
My bad. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, my Google search history, yeah, I wouldn't want that either.
I mean,
for multiple reasons.
What do y'all be Googling?
I don't know. Shannon's in Milwaukee. None of your business. That's why we don't want you to know.
I wasn't asking you.
Let's go to Shannon on one.
Good
Hi,
morning, Shannon.
Day two calling
Good morning.
In.
Okay, on a roll.
Everybody's texting in. The one thing they don't want people to go through in their phone. For me, it's my music playlist. It's a personal thing. It's a journal. Mm-hmm. DZ said notes. We've had reminders.
Can I add in calendars? Because after Morgan said reminders, I was like, bro, I don't necessarily want people to know where I'm at.
Yeah.
My calendar might
Mine is calendar.
Oh, you didn't. You took it.
I'm so sorry. No.
You stole her answer.
Yes.
No, go on.
Only because I have personal dates in my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And they're important to me. It might not be important to anybody else, but they're important to me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I always want to remember. So I like to document everything in my calendar.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, it's also the best way to go back and remember what you did. And I'm not even lying. Like, sometimes I go, what day did I see you so-and-so? And then I go back and I go, I was here on Tuesday the 3rd. And then I had an appointment on the 5th. And going back in your calendar can help you remember certain stuff.
I mean, in case you ever need an alibi, too. Right, Shannon?
Right. You guys are double dating. You need to make that name right.
Double dating.
Shannon.
What?
You double date. Like, seriously, if you're cheating.
Oh,
that escalated.
Yeah, that escalated hella fast.
We were not talking about cheating.
No,
we were talking about an alibi when you break the law.
Like, if you're doing something illegal.
I literally had a guy that I dated, and in his phone.
Sword time?
Let me, this is where I got the idea from, keeping the calendar.
Pull up the coffee.
Sips tea.
Uh-huh. And in the phone, like, on days, he would have certain names.
Because he had different girls.
Because he had different girls
coming over.
Shiesty.
Yes, and I didn't know. And I finally, after a while, I was like, who is so-and-so?
Who is so-and-so?
Yeah, I couldn't put them together.
That's why you share family calendars.
That's actually true.
Honestly, dog.
That's actually true. Oh, so you busted a guy by his calendar.
Yep.
From his calendar. And then, I kind of.
That's creative.
This was years ago, but now it's like I keep it for my own personal.
She took the idea.
Well, it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea with the way people lie nowadays.
I mean, she took the idea and left the guy.
To have receipts and be like, okay, he said what?
Bruh, y'all are wild.
Yikes. All right. Well,
Shannon,
thanks for calling, Shannon.
Talk to you tomorrow for day three.
Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.
You too.
See you back.
Somebody texted in and said, I don't want people going through my phone, specifically my emails and my text messages and Tinder dates. Well, that's a whole lot.
Emails kind of make sense, though.
Emails make
confidential information.
That's personal stuff.
Straight up, think about it with our jobs. Like, we wouldn't want somebody in our emails.
No.
I didn't even think about that.
Never.
Ooh, my phone might not be as open as I thought.
MJ's at Elkhorn. Day two for her as well.
Ooh. Morning, MJ.
Hi.
I see you.
Hi, MJ.
What is you on the board?
What's the one thing you want to hide from everybody in your phone? That sounds so bad.
Terrible. Any type of message, Snapchat thread, anything with my best friend. Because that, I will ruin lives. I will everything. Hurt people's feelings. All of it.
I feel that way.
So you want to see somebody get offended?
That's very cool. I feel like that's very mutual with any type
of best friend.
Girl-to-girl best friend relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've known my best friend for almost my whole life. We met each other in kindergarten, and I'm very fortunate for that, but she's more like a sister to me than anything, and
there's certain people that you can hide, you need to hide text threads with, and I will say that.
I can receive that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I sent a crazy text the other day to somebody, and they go, your humor is so dark like mine. I go, ha ha!
And this is why we're friends.
And that's why nobody's ever going to read these. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ.
Huepa, buenos dias.
Ah, buenos dias. You know, I'm glad you said good morning in Spanish because I don't know if people realize about Hispanic Heritage Month, DZ.
Oh,
I saw somebody on Instagram go, they go, why is this guy driving down the road with a Mexican flag on his truck? And I wanted to be like, who cares if he is? But you dummy.
But,
but if you didn't know...
But, I mean...
That's why you're seeing it more.
They were maybe celebrating an independence. I don't know.
Maybe.
And it might have been a kickoff to Hispanic Heritage Month.
Possibly.
Which happens to start in the middle of the month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hispanics, we're always late.
Hold up.
That's why. That's why.
Hold on, though. Why does Hispanic Heritage Month start in the middle of the month? Do you know?
Because we're always late.
Stop it.
That's the only explanation
I'm late. I'm white. I'm always late.
You ain't starting the middle of the month late. We get a whole month in 2 months. How's that work? There's 2 months. 2 months in Hispanic Heritage Month.
2 months. You were like, it's on now.
They say we're going to take 2 weeks off the end of this and 2 weeks on the front of that, all right? We're coming late, Poppy, but we're bringing
September,
food.
September, October, here we come. I love it, actually. But what did happen? Somebody, what's going on with this, though?
Okay, so in light of celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, right? My wife at school had a Hispanic Heritage Month celebration.
She's like a third grade teacher.
Yeah, but the whole school was included. She was actually cap on this.
You know, she was the captain?
She ran points.
Well, her husband's Colombian. Her children are half Colombian.
Whippa.
She's qualified as far as I'm concerned.
Ding, 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 ding. But we pulled up and it was like a potluck style where everybody could bring, you know, food from their culture or
That's awesome. They
appreciate for Hispanic heritage. And it was dope. I'm talking about the turnout.
Ooh, yes. And I'm getting hungry just thinking about this potluck.
I gas my wife up, but I don't unnecessarily gas my wife up.
It was good. She made it happen.
She made it happen. She showed out, like, round of applause. Shorty made that thing pop.
Go, Aaron. Go, Aaron.
Way
to lead Hispanic Heritage Month. That a girl.
It was packed.
Yeah.
I mean, they ended up having to bring more tables up out of there so that more people could sit.
Oh.
I'm listener. You already know how it goes. Yeah. Like, people, everybody.
All of a sudden, people smell that. They smell the food, and they're like, oh.
Somebody in line was like, smells good. Would have been even better had I been not caller 29 this morning, DZ. I was like, dang, I'm sorry.
Oh, people called you out.
They were at our necks.
So you went there and ate.
We pulled up.
Hell yeah.
Ate and wrangled babies.
Nice.
Because we pulled up with the whole family.
Nice.
A lot of families showed up.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
maybe,
wow.
Maybe more families that said we're going to show up. And what I mean by that is not everybody RSVP to the RSVP event.
Oh, no. Oh, dude, you're going to trigger me.
People wanted to make sure that there was enough food, right? Because you don't want to have, barely enough and have too many people show up.
This is the whole reason you do an RSVP, so you know how much food to cook when you have a potluck.
Exactly.
Right?
But the case was that we didn't have necessarily everybody RSVP.
And then they showed up and then there was, okay. So I'm following.
But
you had a great time.
Had a great time.
But
there was more than enough food though. Because obviously everybody that didn't RSVP still showed up with a potluck plate.
Thank God. I was about to snap. I was going to be like, if they showed up with no food just to enjoy the food.
There was no question that Latinos were pulling up with food. Yeah, we pulling up late. Yes.
Okay.
That's a guarantee.
But with food.
But we're pulling up with a hot plate.
Fair enough.
That's no question.
Fair enough. And so, it's homemade probably, so you're allowed to be late because it took longer.
But it opened up the conversation as we were wrapping up, cleaning, doing the cleanup crew at the end of the night where we were like, man, people just don't be RSVPing like that. And it's not only a Latino trait.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that.
That's fair.
Right? It's not only Latinos that will not RSVP to an event, even though that's primarily who I end up having to do it in my case, my peoples, my family. Out here, but when do you not RSVP? When is it okay? Because I've done this. I've not RSVP'd and showed up. I'm good with it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not offended. It happens.
I've done it, but there's stuff you just can't do it for, and that involves food. I'm sorry. What? That involves weddings. I'm telling you, I think I told this earlier this week when I got married 100 years ago, which I'm now divorced. When I got married, I remember people showing up that didn't RSVP. And mm-hmm. when you have a seating chart, that was another reason I was like, now it's awkward, isn't it?
Where you gonna sit?
Because they're looking for their name and they know they didn't RSVP. And they're going, and you don't want to do the seating chart, but it really puts those people in a pickle. And they're like, oh, well, I didn't. Now I got to tell somebody I didn't RSVP and they have to find me a seat. And
is
now
there an
I've
open
got
a table.
And then they got put with the DJ and the photographers. And they sure did. And they missed all their friends because they didn't RSVP. And I don't feel bad about it.
I hear you.
That is a little. And once I got married, I realized why it's so important to RSVP. You have to kind of go through some of that.
How many
to care.
People did you have not RSVP?
Probably like four. Nothing major. But four enough that they didn't have seats.
Try 4D.
You had 40 at your wedding?
We had family,
Stop.
Friends, and others that just pulled
Are
on.
Are you kidding?
I'm that boy.
You know? Are you kidding?
No.
The guy who pulled up.
Our friends and family love us. And I'm the guy that's like, if you want to come celebrate our day with us.
Come.
And come, please. We had buffet style. We didn't have a seating chart. We had tall boy tables and some short boys.
It's just show up.
Show up barn style, right? We were open flow. We had at least 40 people additional showed up that did not RSVP.
So rude.
I'm pretty sure my mom might have told people that we didn't even invite to show up to the wedding that showed up as we were getting ready to do the walkout. Like, they showed up basically when we were like, wedding's over, bye.
And they're like, we're your mom's coworker, hey.
People I've known my whole life. No, people I've known my whole life that I was like, dang, I kind of forgot about y'all, but I'm glad y'all are here. I'm so
sorry.
Hey, what's up?
Good to see you.
I know y'all didn't RSVP, but at least my mom sent you the invite. Thank you. But I think it's okay.
Have you ever not RSVP'd and still showed up? DZ just owned it. He's done it. He had 40 people do it at his own wedding with his wife, and now it was happening for Hispanic Heritage Month with the potluck. People coming with no RSVP.
Don't yell at me.
What?
I almost did an RSVP for my guy's wedding coming up.
Oh, come on.
He had to text me. This happened yesterday.
Well, you've been busy. I'll let this one slide. But don't do that again, okay?
All right.
He texted you and said, are you coming or not? Your own friend?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I don't care about the RSVP. I really don't. It's not that big of a thing for me. I'll not RSVP, still show up.
You can't do that when there's food involved. Alcohol.
I don't actually care.
Oh my gosh. Who's defending you on this? Okay, people are texting in that said, same thing happened to me at my wedding. I had about 15 people didn't RSVP. They had to set up a whole nother table. How embarrassing. And they didn't care because there was 15 other people with them. So they didn't feel bad.
Yikes.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next. So rude. 103.7 KISS FM. They throw a Hispanic Heritage Month, a potluck, and then nobody RSVPs, but they all showed up, didn't they?
Well, not nobody RSVPs.
Okay, some people did it. But DZ didn't mind because they all showed up with food at his wife's work, we found out.
It was so good.
Oh, I'm jealous. I'm really jealous about it. So we're talking about people that don't RSVP and how you feel about this. Because you said you're okay with it. You said you had 40 people at your wedding, not RSVP, and you didn't get mad. I would be so mad.
Didn't mind. We had more than enough. And I'm a non-RSVP-er. I be forgetting, man. I'm sorry. I'll try to. My wife is better at it than me. Mm-hmm. I know it bothers her to not RSVP. But we don't sometimes because I'm forgetful.
I wonder if it's getting worse, though, as like a society, because somebody texted in and said, my son got married this past weekend. I could not believe all the people who did not RSVP. So we contacted them and bugged them all for their answer. I remember doing that, too, at the end when you're calling people and being like, are you coming or not?
My guy literally shot out a text that, hey, man, the date's coming up. You know, are you coming to the wedding or not? It's cool either way. But that put the pressure on me. I RSVP'd. I don't mind that either. If you need it, bet. If you don't, I told you I'm coming already, and you didn't get my RSVP, assume I'm coming.
Well, listen to what Jessica said. She said, for a wedding, yes, but for a party or potluck, no. I've never gone empty-handed, though. Well, that's fine if you show up with something.
There you go.
But if they ask for an RSVP, give an RSVP, you guys. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
I say this like I haven't done this to people.
Whoa!
Shut up. Ryan's in Calabama. I was young and dumb.
Deflect!
I've gotten better at it, okay? I've gotten better.
I see you. The admitting dip.
Good morning.
Ryan said he was going to light you up, and I have no idea why.
Why, me up?
I don't know why.
Oh, you're one of them people that just irritate me when you don't RSVP.
Sorry.
Oh, what's the big deal?
Legit, bro. It's a budget, man. It's a budget.
It's because of money, you're saying, because of food and alcohol.
For a wedding, at least. A wedding.
I can receive
wedding,
that.
That's true. You count out how many
party,
people.
For a party, like my son's birthday party is this weekend, and I can already guarantee you I will have 16 plus guests that are probably going to show up mm-hmm. that didn't even RSVP. Mm-hmm. And I know I have the food already, you know, planned out for that. Because I'm like, I can have lunch next week if they don't show up or if they do show up, you know?
Exactly. You look on the bright side. That's exactly what you got to do. You
but for a wedding when it costs you like $50+ a plate or whatever it
hell
is.
No.
That's a different. Oh, hell no.
That's when it's offensive. I agree. Because it costs so much to feed everyone and they're not even thinking about that.
What if I BYOB?
Nope. My aunt didn't show up for my wedding, and she had eight people at $80 a plate for our wedding. Mm. Boy, I was ready to send her a bill. Ready to send her a bill.
Wait.
All right.
Were they sick? You know what? There's got to be some kind of explanation.
No.
She didn't show up.
No, she never showed up.
Wow.
But she said she was going to.
I don't want
to
do the math on that.
No, please don't.
8 times 80. I don't want to know.
$640?
Bye, Ryan.
That girl was about to go get $700 bill.
He's like, I've been in counseling over this bill.
Listen, I know the total.
That therapist bill, I should have added on to her, too.
Ryan, you're hysterical. Bro. Ryan, okay, thanks for calling, Ryan.
No problem. Love y'all.
Love you back, man. Peace.
Love you, too. Oh, my goodness.